And we are live.
All right, July 16th, BOE 2021 is back from recess, 12:42. BOE number 55, and did you say 56?
62. Yeah, just a second. Yes.
We are tabling for another day.
So you'll be calling and telling them that?
Okay. There's two different numbers.
Yeah. Will the local number work? How is that Holiday Hills?
Is that not them?
No.
Okay. Well, let's take those that table.
I revoke the tabling of 55 and 56.
Okay, which one is it then?
The reason why we did 55 and 56 asked for tabling is because they have sent us their income valuation. We just have not had a chance to run those numbers.
We just got those numbers.
Okay.
So those were supposed to be tabled, yeah, but we still need to call and tell them?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to table 55, 56. And they're two separate folks.
It's one. Yeah, it's two
different. Okay. I'm going to call and let them know we're going to table them. And then, Mr. Creedon, we're going to get to you. Who am I talking to?
Courtney.
Hey, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I was just giving you a phone call. We had just talked to the assessor about your property on Schaefer Drive, and she said that you just got them some financials. Is that correct?
Yes, she had requested 18 and 19 year end as well. So I'd already provided 20 in my initial appeal.
It's our understanding that you would like to maybe see if you can get to an agreement with her on using an income approach. And is there two properties that you have, or just one?
Actually, I'm only protesting the one. And I did try to come to an agreement. I was speaking with Andy Adams.
Yep.
And I was told that I just needed to file with the board.
Okay. So what she's looking at the financials right now. I mean, we can't make a decision right now because she just received them. So what we're going to do is we're going to table this till next week. We're going to look at what she comes up with and then give you a call back. Is that okay?
Well, she'll probably call.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, and you will probably hear from her in that number. Okay.
Now is that okay? Is that both on?
No, that's just this one.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Courtney. I'll talk to you later.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Have a good
Bye.
Day.
Okay, but she said she was only doing one.
I think she's just.
She was talking about she was going to. I thought she was talking about she was not contesting the other.
BOE number 56 is a different person, correct?
As far as I know.
Well, I think
Wes
was thinking that was the same.
Is Joanne McDowell?
Okay, never mind.
All right, Joanne McDowell. Thank you.
She's also sent you.
Yes, she has sent us, and we're working on those as well.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'd like to recognize we have. Is that Mr. Strahan?
No, it's James.
There you go.
Good. How are you?
We have somebody who's worked in the county for many, many years and appreciate your service, so I just thought I'd acknowledge you. It's not always, you know, we get to see Strahan on these sheets from long time ago.
Yeah.
But now...
Spent many hours.
Yeah, so we'll let you sit in here a little bit, just get some memories back.
Yeah.
So... I know, yeah, I'm aware of that. So, but, and you're on the agenda today.
Yeah, they say I am.
All right. I'm moving on to BOE number 56. And it's a similar, you just got the financials for, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to give her a call, let her know. We'll table it till next week. And do you give them a call to talk to them about it afterward, or do you?
Typically I do, yeah. I put it in a link on the cloud. So they can see how I got my numbers.
Okay.
And then we discuss where we're going from there.
Very good. Okay. I just didn't know what that process was, and if
yeah.
and if you need if to work it and bring it and bring it to us when we call them back, you know,
if they agree,
at a later.
Then I typically make them either I email it that you're agreeing with this number, and I specifically
sure.
write the number out, and then they email back, yes, I do, but we carbon copy Wesley.
Okay. Very good. Joanne, correct?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Joanne.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Tane County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
I was giving you a phone call. It's our understanding that you had touched base with the assessor's office to get them some of your... We're looking at your appeal, obviously, and that you got her some financials or her office some financials. And anyway, they're in the process of looking those over because they just got them. So we are going to table your appeal till she has a chance to look over that, and she'll be reaching out to you in what she comes up with, and then we will be in touch base with you later next week.
Oh, okay.
So we just wanted to let you know that, but you'll be hearing from her office, okay?
Oh, okay. I appreciate the call because I've got my cell phone sitting right here ready.
Well, thank you for taking our call. I appreciate it. I called the other day, and somebody thought I was a telemarketer whenever I asked if this is who it was. So,
oh, no.
I told them I was from the government, and I'm here to help. And then they hung up on me. But, all right, Joanne, you have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, okay, honey. Thanks
all right.
for letting me know. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right,
needs to wait till Dan gets here.
Okay, so you need to wait.
Do you want to move on to BOE number 61, which is Mr. Strahan?
Sure. Mr. Strahan, or would you be ready?
Yes.
All right, come on up.
I just have a few questions.
So I get you and your brother mixed up.
Danny?
Yeah, so Danny was the commissioner and you were the assessor, right?
Right.
All right, how long were you assessor for?
16.
16 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All peaceful, calm, never had an appeal.
I am 100. I bet. It was.
Seem to remember.
Very uncontroversial.
Yes.
I never had any controversy whatsoever.
16 years. Well, that's great.
Little did I know at that time I would be sitting here someday.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know, if you call Brandon's office, Brandon Williams, and you want to leave a message, it says you've reached the office of Danny Strahan.
Really?
Yeah,
Danny was going to come, but I've been to...
Well, now we know which office he sat in.
Contributing to the heart doctors in Springfield, so I just came by.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your service for those 16 years, for sure.
Okay. I'm just here to get some questions answered.
Sure.
do you want me to start?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Which BOE number are we here?
Just 61.
It's partial 17-6-13-13.
Yeah, it's 61.
Got it.
What number is that?
61 BOE.
It's BOE number 61. But okay. Yeah, 142 Strahan Road.
All right. I was just curious, basically, where this increase came from. We got increased in 2018, 2017, this year, 2019. So I don't think we got increased in 2020, so I didn't have any quarrel with that, of course. But I just wondered where this, with the changeover of the assessor, I know there was election involved. I know from past experience she didn't have time to go through these records. I know that the increases hit more than me. Rumor mill has it that it was from a study, an index study. Don't know whether that's true or not. Do you know?
Yeah, they did an index study.
Okay. And the index have went up quite a bit since I was here, of course. And I'm not opposed to increases.
So this index was 2.58.
Yeah, that's what's on here. Yeah. But I do understand the way the state tax commission works with these increases.
Okay.
When I was in office, they would look at the cost of materials versus the cost to build versus the cost to sell. Sometimes the cost to build was more than the sales price on occasion. So what I was wondering about, when this all came through, and this is just a word to the wise, you gentlemen have got a lot of decisions made. I watch the stock market all the time. Lumber values over the last 2 years has jumped from like 1,200 per 1,000 board feet to $1,736, which was the high. So here sits the state pushing these index increases. I know what's going on. But this morning, that same lumber price was $576 per 1,000 board feet. It's more than three times dropped. So what is this BOE going to do next year? Or what is the assessor going to do next year based on a material cost that's not reality? Now then, I've heard this study, and I know what they're talking about because I've had plenty of them run. Haven't seen it, haven't heard nobody talk about it. But the results of the study showed this great big increase based on the cost to build a house versus its sale. That's how an index study is done. I wanted to know in this study how many E-plus homes, 68% physical condition, 1,200 square feet, how many of these homes was in that study to cause an increase? Now, I know they can take C, D's, A's, you guys know what that is, and perform a study, but that's not always reflective of every grade. That was my big quarrel with the state when I was here. Can I pull this down?
Sure. Yeah. we're socially distanced. We're okay.
Okay. But that was a question of mine. I was very controversial with the state all the time I was here. We never had a calm year. But I always questioned their studies. I did my own study to be reflective back to their values. Never did I let a reassessment cycle pass that I didn't do my own study and review their study to see I'm going to raise E-plus homes. How many E-plus homes is in this study? There was time.